You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, wake up. New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
Hey, y'all, and welcome back to Fran, Let's Talk About It. I'm your girl, Shauna Marie, and today we have OCC family in the building. This is Dylan. Say what's up, Dylan.
Y'all, what up, what up, what up?
Yes, thank you so much for coming on. I really appreciate you from joining us so that we can talk a little bit. And Thanks. Today, we are going to talk about prayer. Mm-hmm. We're going to talk about prayer. I don't know about y'all, but I am still learning how to pray. I was just telling him I get nervous in front of people if I'm asked to lead prayer. I mean, I'll bless food. I don't know why.
I mean, I'll bless food. I get to that.
I don't know why, but I will quickly bless food. Sometimes I feel like it should be me because I know it won't be too long. And I know people are hungry.
You get right to it.
I'm going to get right to it. I might even hit a Jesus bump. Oh. No, I'm just kidding. Just kidding. I'm weak. I play too much.
That's why you whip.
I know, right? Exactly. See, you got to keep it keep it sweet. Keep it quick.
Back.
But yeah, so that's what we're going to talk about today. I kind of just want to hear your perspective and hear your journey with prayer. Okay. And like, where did you start? What brought you to prayer? Like, what does your upbringing look like with prayer? Or even like your walk with Christ?
Amen. So to be truthful, okay. I actually wasn't the biggest prayer person growing up. I used to think that I was talking to myself a lot of the time. I actually didn't have a formal way of knowing how to pray. I think a lot of times I used to fall asleep, like in church. Remember back in the old church, you used to get up there and we used to sing the Lord's Prayer. And I used to be like, close my eyes.
It the slow version?
Bother.
Oh yeah.
But then I'm talking about bad. And so I think.
Hey, what denomination did you?
I grew up in Baptist church.
Okay.
You know,
okay.
And you know how I'd be in the Midwest. It's not like the South. It's a little different.
I grew up Kojic.
You were Kojic?
Yeah.
Oh, that's dope. Yeah. But yeah, I grew up in the. But we had a little medium sized church, like small, medium. It wasn't like big like churches now.
Yeah.
And so everybody kind of knew everybody. And you know, I think I had a pretty good experience. But I would say I did have good examples, though.
Mm-hmm.
My granddad had a really good prayer life, and so did my granny. They had really good prayer life. And my granny would always tell me to pray about stuff when I was angry about something, confused about something, but I never actually applied it. And I think over time, as I got older in high school, I think when I faced crisis situations is when I would see God move, right? It's like, oh, I'll come to God when something bad happened, right?
Yeah.
But God answered my prayer because I would be calling out like, man, God, I really messed up in high school. And I wasn't ever getting in trouble. But when I did do something, it was like the worst thing ever. So then it was like, okay, God, I'm calling out to you because I messed up really bad and I don't want to go to jail. I'm in this situation, you know, now in college, and God answers. And so to be truthful, I think my motto growing up, if I could be transparent, was I was going to live my life and pray about it later.
Mm-hmm.
And I lived like that. I was like, well, if we are forgiven, then why do I need to pray about it now and ask for forgiveness now. Why don't I just rack up all the things I'm gonna do, pray about it later, slate clean, you know? And that was my mindset. And I lived like that in college.
Yeah.
I did everything like that. I literally would try to get so much success in this world, financially, in the academic space, in business spaces. And I was moving that way, operating, thinking like, I can meet enough people, do enough things to get a place of financial success where then, well, at the end of it, when I'm in my 40s, you know, 50s, I'll start doing the Jesus thing.
Yeah.
And then God knocked me off that horse. And literally, I was like, oh, wow, now I'm in this situation. And the only person that can hear me in this jail cell is God.
Mm-hmm.
And literally crying out and him saving me from multiple situations and literally breaking me out of bondage when I thought it was no way out, and hearing me every step of the way is like, man, you really do hear this thing called prayer. You really do hear my voice and my cry. And so it really showed me in those college years, in undergrad, like, dang, God, whether I'm in my highest or in my lowest, you hear me. And it's at that breaking point is when your prayers can really be effective because you got nothing else.
Yeah.
Like, you got nothing else to lean on. Your wisdom, your knowledge, what you know is limited. And so literally me asking, well, God, take this. Can you help me? And he did it. And it's like, man, you really do hear my prayer.
So, that's good.
Yeah.
That's
I definitely good. Just over time have started to see that real time.
Yeah. You said something that, because you said initially you would pray. It wasn't even like a form of prayer, because I think a lot of people, or I'm going to speak for myself, growing up, when I would see people pray or hear people pray, it just sounded so fancy.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of times I'd be like, nah, I don't pray like that. So I don't think I'm praying right. But even in the moments where you're just crying out to God, like, Lord, help me, just help me through, that's still prayer.
Mm-hmm.
And I think a lot of people don't notice that. It's like some people may get intimidated, or I get intimidated by that.
Yeah.
Because I'm just like, nah, I don't say all that. I don't know the scripture like this person knows. Like, I don't know all of God's name. Like, I don't know Jehovah, Rapha, heal my body. Like, I don't know these things yet. So it's just like, I'm not praying right.
Yeah, yeah.
So, yeah. So I feel like that can bring some intimidation with praying. So I like that you said that. Like, that's where it started.
Oh, yeah,
You just crying out to God.
Yeah, and like now, what I know now, like, literally prayer comes, and if y'all don't know this, this is something good to tap into. Prayer comes in so many different forms. It's not just a formal way of doing it. When you're complaining,
mm-hmm.
you're actually praying, right? Oh, I'm doing what you mean. Like, how you mean? What you mean when I'm complaining? Well, because you're judged off everything that you utter, every word that comes out of your mouth or in your mind, because God is omnipresent and he's omniscient. He can see, hear what's in your mind. So when Hannah was grumbling, and she wasn't complaining, but she was grumbling about her son, mm-hmm. she was literally... like Eli, the prophet at the time, thought she was babbling. Thought she was saying whatever. Thought she was a drunkard. And she's literally just murmuring words under her breath, right? And walking,
mm-hmm.
right? And she walking with her eyes open, right?
Yeah.
You know, she got to see where she got to go. Like, and it almost, if you see her on the street, like, this girl on some drugs.
What's wrong with her?
Yeah, she over there. But it sounds like she's just saying something. But she's literally praying and God hears it. Or when people with, it's a guy named Japheth. Not Noah's son, Japheth. But Japheth in the book of Judges,
mm-hmm.
he made a vow, and he was a warrior, fought these battles and these wars. And the crazy thing is, he made a vow when he returned home. He said, "The first person that greets me, right, Lord, I'm gonna give him as a sacrifice to you."
Mm-hmm.
Like he said it out of arrogance, just talking. And when he got home, the first person that greeted him was his daughter.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And it struck him because he said, oh my God,
I gotta sacrifice
my daughter, right? But he prayed. Like, it's a prayer,
because mm-hmm.
prayer is communication with God. When Solomon dedicated the temple, it said he raised his hands up high,
mm-hmm.
right? Sometimes people think you gotta just sit down and pray. Sometimes you gotta get down on your knees. Sometimes you gotta close your eyes or hold hands.
Mm-hmm.
There's so many forms of communicating with God, which is prayer. But when I was growing up, I thought it was one formal way. When Jesus said, pray like this, he gave you a format of how to, and if you notice it, he never talked directly about himself. He mentioned things that could also benefit him because you're benefiting,
mm-hmm.
right? But if you look at the Lord's Prayer, he prays so intently for other people and for the things around him. And then you start to ask yourself, dang, God, when I'm communicating with you, am I being selfish, right? Or even in prayer, sometimes, a lot of times in prayer, it's like, man, I can't hear God. I'm in prayer, but I can't hear him. It's like, well, listen how that sounds. You've been talking the whole time.
No, for real.
You ain't sitting there and listen. Yeah.
You gotta be quiet. You gotta sit still.
Yeah. Wait on them. You know? Yeah. Wait on them.
And that's good. That's so good. You said something. Now I don't remember because I was just listening. And I wasn't listening to respond that time.
Shit, that's a word. But I'm telling you, man, there's so many forms of prayer where it's just, it's, if you can just build that relationship with God and talk to him, and I'm gonna be real, you ain't gotta watch what I say. You, because I don't want somebody to go crash out on God.
Feel like that's real though. And I tell people that when people are angry or when they feel like, I don't want to bother God with that, I can't. First of all, he already know you can't hide nothing. Secondly, he could take it. He can't. I mean, that's what Job did. He was angry. God did come back and said, who you think you are? But point is, Job got it out. He went off. He was angry. Like, what did I do, you know, to deserve this, et cetera, et cetera. I'm like, God can take your anger.
True. And he never blamed God.
He did.
Never blamed God. Because even in the time when I was saying that, I wasn't blaming God for what. Yeah. It was me. I'm the mistake. And I was so angry that I was like, I was frustrated. Just frustrated. It is like he met me so gently.
Mm-hmm.
Like he was so kind in that prayer. I'm not telling you just to go up and just get the curse with God. No, don't do that.
No,
what I'm saying is he love you enough where he still hear you. Exactly. And he heard Job. Like Job went 40 chapters complaining. Yeah, but he never blamed God.
He did. He was going, I forgot who it was. You tell me. He was talking to somebody. They were going back and forth. He was really like complaining and talking to them. And
he was talking to his friends. He tried to talk to his wife.
Several people.
Wife told him to curse God and die.
He was crazy.
His friends thinking like, Job, what you done did? Because you got something going on.
Yes.
And he's just going on and on, really, to anybody who would listen to his affliction and his pain.
Yeah, so he was complaining. But I'm just like, God can handle all of that. So it's like, get it out if you need to. Just get it out. So what would you say your personal prayer life or your time with God looks like right now, as opposed to what it did before?
I would say now I consult God on close to everything. Because I'd be lying if I said everything, because I wouldn't have many problems like that. Because the stuff I got issues with, stuff I don't consult God. And like, God, man, I got this one. Yeah, you know, I don't want him to. But I would say, now I have a Lord, what should I wear today? Like, if I go to church, it'd be like a church event. I might want to go to one, and then I got an event afterwards. So say you might have like a little game night, but then you got, you know, OCC got 1,001 memes, you know, you got this, but then you got something that's like, well, I don't want to go to church with how I would. Not saying you twitch up, but like for instance, like jewelry. I don't like to wear a lot of jewelry at church, you know, because I feel like somebody might be going through something, and I don't want to seem like, you know, even yet God has blessed me. I just try to. I think sackcloth when I think of church. Like,
okay.
I don't want to be distracted. But when I'm out, I'm gonna wear, you know, what God has blessed me with, you know, because we're not in that place. Like, it's the same body, but it's like we intentionally coming here to worship God. I don't want the attention to be on me, so. But then I'm like, well, God, I ain't trying to go to my next event looking like sackcloth. You know, something as little as like, okay, God, what shirt do I wear?
Yeah.
Okay, God, do I bring these to shoot? God, do I turn left right here? God, should I stop at the gas station now or afterward? Right. It's a constant conversation.
Mm-hmm.
And I do that more frequently. Before, I used to be pray for food, pray for the football game. Pray for me on this track because I want to win. You know what I'm saying? You want to win. Like, Lord, give me strength, you know.
That's funny.
Or I would even be like, Lord, I would just be praying for me versus now when I'm hooping or I'm playing football or like, you know, at a workout, I'm praying actually for the people around me. Lord, make them the best of their ability.
Yeah.
So that way we can all play at our best. Because then, guess what? I'm going to grow. And you really shouldn't be thinking about what you get out of it. But if you focus on your neighbor, it's going to bless you somehow before you can even think about it. So now I'm really intentionally trying to pray for other people. Like when I get mad at traffic, like, Lord, help them. They might be going through something. Somebody was mean to me. Lord, help them. Like, you know, because our country racist and mean, so I'd be trying to really pray for others.
Yeah.
Like, they might really be going through something that I don't understand. It may actually not be me. it may be their circumstance. So I'm conscious of that. Versus before, I would honestly almost be praying for these folks' downfall. Like, Lord, bring fire and brimstone on them. Like, Lord, may this stuff burn down. They've been a, you know, like, you know, because I used to be offended. Like, you mm-hmm. know, like where I'm from in Michigan, up north is just so abrasive, so like grungy and just mean and aggressive.
Yeah.
And so you just don't have a understanding of the constant love you should have. And so before, mm-hmm. my prayers were a lot more selfish.
Yeah.
And I was thinking I was okay. I thought that was fine. Versus now, where they're a lot more, okay, like before I walked in here, I was praying in the car. I literally got out the car, put my little shades on, feel good, you know, hit the lotion on my hand. Like, I don't want to look ashy, somebody clown me.
I'm weak.
You know, like,
I'm ashy.
You know, I still be ashy no more. You know, glad they can see my kneecaps. But then it's like, but then I literally, but then I turned, I said, oh, I didn't pray. You know, like, because at the end of the day, I don't want an opportunity for the enemy to come in.
Yeah.
Because now, before I was praying hope, now I pray no.
Mm-hmm.
Like, some things I'm not the best with. Like, I feel like God don't be answering me, like, two categories. I'd be like...
Not two categories. You know here. The two categories?
Yeah, I do. with the other stuff, God be... He be quick, and he show...
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
But to me, so I it's like I'm almost overly confident in what I'm praying about mm-hmm. because I'm protected in that way.
Yeah, that's good. That's really good. And that's something I don't do. I like that you said that. Like, you consult God about an outfit. I feel like I'll get convicted if I got the wrong thing. I don't know.
Woo! On my mind.
I'm like, this too much.
Yeah. You feel it.
You're right. I'm a change.
I'd have been there. I'd have been there.
So I'm just like, I don't consult about everything. I'm not there yet. But
been there.
He will tell me.
He will. I'd have been there. I'm like, ooh, I mean, my shorts ain't that short.
I know. Try to convince God.
I mean, the shirt ain't that tight. I mean, I'm really good. They need to be focused on themselves. You know.
I know, right? Trying to make.
That's their problem.
Exactly. No, that's so funny. Yeah. But I can relate to that in a sense of I do find myself praying for others a lot more. Like, even with I've never really been a person that had road rage, but I would cuss somebody out. Like, you stupid, you know, like like, why are you acting like that? Like, why are you driving like that? And I'll be on the phone with my mom, like, see, this is why I need my own road. But like, now I done got flicked off and everything. I just thought, Lord help them. What's the matter with them? I don't know what they going through, but it can't be me because I ain't do nothing to them. I just start praying for other people. So I'm like, I do that now too. I just be like, Lord, just whatever they, or if somebody's speeding and they cut me off the side, I'm like, Lord, wherever it is they need to go, I hope they get there safely. Because they show just cut me off. I'm like, must be important. Hey. I don't even get mad about that no more. But that's good. Do
you have a hard thing that you struggle with praying about? Is there something you struggle to pray about?
Oh, I'm the type of person where I hate praying the prayers that I need to know the answers to. So it's just like, I think my biggest problem area that God literally has me in the biggest space of patience with, because I'm patient with everything in my life except one thing, and that's relationships. Like, when it comes to love and stuff, so he don't be listening to me. I feel no, he be listening, but he don't be answering. I'm for real. Like, I feel like everything else in my life, I will give it to God. I'll be like, Lord, you can have my finances, you can have my career. I pray first thing in the morning, order my steps, you know, wherever you want me to be. But as soon as it comes to, like, Lord, I'm like, do you hear me? Do you see
that's
me? Do you, like?
You see another couple at the store, mad. Man, they little lame couple,
like
man.
Like the whole hair.
Yeah. Oh, y'all cute. You know what I mean? When that boy, like, happy for you. Congrats. Good. Yay.
Yes. No. So that would be the only thing. But I've found myself pushing for it because now that I have been married before and I have a child, I have to be more intentional in my dating. Mm-hmm. So even if I did meet someone, I'd be like, Lord, I don't want to know the answer, but I need to know. So I just immediately now just start. I'm just like, just remove them if it's not for me or whatever you need to show me. Just show me. Even though I'd be so scared, like my heart, I thought this was the one.
I need to get back to that.
Because I don't want to waste my time. I really do not want my time to be wasted. So a lot of times if males are entering my, if there's any interest, I'm like, show me the purpose. Is this supposed to be just my brother in Christ, a friend, best friend? Is it supposed to be something more? Show me. I'm not moving until you show me. Mm. Like, because I don't want to waste my time no more. Yeah. But those are the hardest prayers to pray. Like, I sit in my journal. Like, I write in my journal the way I talk. So I'd be like, I really don't want to pray this prayer. That and I'll put, like, insert. And I'll put, like, asterisk. And I'll put, insert rolling eye emoji.
I know Lord be sitting up there like, all right.
I'd be like, but I'm a pray it anyway. Because I don't want to waste my time.
How bad you got to be to write that out? Mad face.
I'd be like, asterisk, mad face.
You gotta
or I'll scribble. Like, sorry, Lord, that was me being angry.
You big kid.
I really do write in my journal like I'm still in middle school.
Big kid.
I love it.
I feel your pain, though. I feel your pain. I'm in the same boat. I feel like, man, between them, it's a thing. I'd be like, Lord, like, and I need to get better at that because I think I need to pray that consistently because somebody was like, I think my Grammy, she was like, Dylan, have you like prayed about your wife? Like intentionally.
She sounded like my mama.
And I was like,
you probably haven't.
Cause I think like I tell this to everybody. I said, because I asked her, I said, have you prayed about it? This lock in. If somebody asks you, and this is where you could test this too. If somebody asks you, you ask somebody and you say, hey, have you prayed about it? If they go, well, no, they haven't. If they pause, they haven't. If there's any delay, you have not actually prayed about it. Because what you did is you did things that sounded like you prayed about it. You went around it. Like, instead of going dead at it, you touched every aspect of it. A person that prayed for it, they'd be, hey, did you pray about what curses you get? Yeah, I did. And I feel like the Lord revealing this, but I'm not sure. Then you can go to community, and then they can help you identify what is that understand or hey, I had a dream about it. Mm-hmm. Now you got a Daniel moment where okay, I can probably interpret that for you, right? Or hey, I think this is saying this. Oh, is a scripture aligned to that? Oh, you know, so now you got community scripture. Then you got community scripture. Then you can fast about it. You're like, oh man, maybe I need to fast and pray about this because the Most High reveals something to me through the Holy Spirit. Like, maybe I need to get to a place of fasting with that so I can get a better understanding of that, right? Yeah. Or maybe I need to serve in this area and see if I can get better understanding of the thing I pray for and God may show me because now I'm not getting a financial incentive to do this if it's applicable. Then I can be in the same thing that I'm praying about in a serving manner and then I'm able to allow myself to be inconvenienced to then understand what I'm asking God of so then when he does elevate me I can get there. So for me, I struggle in that area.
Yeah.
I haven't prayed about it. You asked me, I was like, have you prayed about it? I was like, So I just went to explain it to y'all what that meant. I was like,
you gotta pray about
it. Right,
that's something that you truly desire. I mean, God knows our desires. We can't hide it from him. So one thing I will never do, like I think I'm trying to think I think it was a podcast or something I was listening to because I just be listening to podcasts y'all. They were talking about like being in your singleness. And of course people love to preach like, oh, your singleness isn't a curse. It's not a curse. I enjoy my singleness. Like I love it. But it's just like, I'm not going to deny the fact that I want a husband. Like I'm not going to deny. God, no, I can't flex. I'm flexing with God for it. So I'm always going to be honest with that. And I just learned to just take it to him and just be honest about it. And like, I've created like little passwords with God for like, clarity. But one thing I haven't done, I don't bring those things to community. I haven't. I don't like my only covering right now is my mom. So it's just like, I don't have much covering and I haven't met all those people yet. I don't know who yet. So I'm just like, maybe I need to get more into community, find people I can trust and talk to these things with. Because a lot of times I just keep it to myself. Okay. I keep it to me, God, my journal, yeah. and my mama. Yeah. And that's like my little secret. Anything outside of that, people ask me, like, what you talking about? I'm a deflect. Because I be like, is it? I don't know if I can trust them. I'm like, is it their business? Should I be telling them this, Lord? I be crying sometimes to tell my mama stuff. I be like, Lord, can I tell her? Should I know? Yes. So I'm just real private when it comes to that aspect of relationships. Because I don't know. I don't know why, but I am. But I'll take it to God. But that's it. Yeah. Ain't nobody else know about it.
Wow. You got to share that. You got to share that.
Why?
I mean, because it holds us accountable. Like, well, like, say, my, like, our senior, right? We're small group leaders. Mm-hmm. Like, with my small group, at least with the leaders, we try to be real transparent. Like, we've been so transparent with each other. We was like, all right, y'all, we all on FaceTime. All right. We just got born one day. We was like, all right, show your screen. Like, let's share your screen. Let's pull your text up. We start on the ground. We said, show the Instagram DMs. What you hide? What do you have to hide?
I mean, like, I ain't got nothing to hide.
It was crazy. Oh, that was a night. The boys was on edge. I'm talking about, like, you could see boys, look, it was like, you know, if you be on FaceTime, they all get loved because they trying to. And then so we were going around, and then we switched it up with the text messages. We was so deep. Like, scroll up on that text. Scroll up. What y'all talking about? Oh, okay. All right. What time was that?
Oh,
it was funny and it was scary and kind of cringy. But in a sense, I think it all taught us, like, dang, we need to share more with community, because sometimes you hide stuff, it can lead you down a path where you keep going down your vices. Not to get people just in your business to be your parent, tell you what to do.
Yeah.
And you can have your own freedoms. Absolutely. But I think if we really want to tackle some of the things that we've been praying about to get over, mm-hmm. you got to bring more people in to help you where you weak at. You know, you might, it's like when in your past life, was you in the club like that, but like, say, like, wow.
That was never really a club.
Okay, in the little season that we was all clubbers, you know, at some point, right, you had somebody who was your wing person, right?
And they'd kinda,
be like,
yeah.
And they'd be like, you know, dude, and you're faking your ear beating, you know, just talking to you, you know, and she like, oh, my homegirl, we got to go this way, right?
I used to tell them I was a lesbian.
Oh, they probably didn't stop me. You know what I mean? Yeah, bring your friend, you know, like, you know, no, right? But you need that person there to help get you out when you kind of love doing too much. So community is helpful. So I would encourage you to probably pray for a male authority cover.
Yeah, that's what I want. I do want a male authority covering. I have been praying for that. I just ain't felt it yet.
Oh, yeah. It'll come.
In a way, it'll come. Yeah. But yeah, especially with relationships. Like, I'm an open book. Mm-hmm. I share anything. But like, when it comes to like messages and things I get from Holy Spirit or things like that, I usually keep those more private.
Oh, amen.
But like, as far as like, if I'm struggling with something, I share it. I have shared it in the past. But it's just, I don't know, that little box of relationships. I just feel like... I feel like I'm
going to
keep this one to myself.
I mean, because it kind of feel like if I share this, will it go wrong, right? Because like Joseph, you shared it.
Are you not sure yet? Yeah. You don't want to say something?
Somebody trying to pray on your downfall. And maybe, you know, maybe my theology is off on this, but I truly believe what's for you is for you. I feel like no matter if you share it or not, that God's not going to revoke it for you sharing it unless he told you not to share it.
Yeah.
And it's kind of even that in the sense of like, when Joseph shared his dream, mm-hmm. right, his brothers put him in slavery, threw him in a well, right? He was like, hey, I'm going to be king one day. I had this vision, this dream. And his brothers, like, the rest of them was like, oh, nah, bro.
Right.
Our daddy Jacob, we got the same daddy who make you. You ain't about to be my king. They probably was stuttering just like this. And so they grabbed him, threw him in a well.
Mm-hmm.
And literally he ended up becoming the second to Pharaoh and literally saved them during the famine mm-hmm. and prepared them. But the crazy thing is, God needed him to go through what he went through for him to elevate what he did as second in command.
Yeah.
So even though he shared and he faced a human consequence, there was a spiritual reward attached to it. So I feel like regardless, whether or not you tell people what your dream and aspiration is, they can pray for stuff, chant stuff, you know, it can't stop what the blood is going to do.
I agree with that. But I will say it can delay. Because especially like when it comes to like relationships and if you are waiting on like your kingdom spouse or something, mm-hmm. I do feel like if you talk too much or you tell the wrong people, like, and the enemy hears it, because the enemy can't read your mind. So that's why I know I keep things to myself. So it's just like there are going to be now we know, now we see, you know, now they can attack.
Oh,
you know,
yeah,
send
yeah,
those
yeah,
distractions
yeah.
and things in the way. And that's what I'd be like trying to protect in a way where it's just like, nah, I don't need shit that yet.
I feel
just
I
be
feel
quiet.
It. I feel
shut
it.
Up, Shauna. But just like, I agree with that, because I do believe God said, well, he puts together, let no man separate. So if something is meant for you, it's going to be for you. It's going to happen for you. But it can be delayed. Things can be delayed.
True. It's like a test, though. Like a test.
I'm like, tired of it. I am not the strongest soldier. But,
you know, but...
Don't put me on that list.
I don't know. Somebody who pastor was like, where did people get that from? Because they ain't even scripture.
Okay, because it's what we feel.
It do. It be like, bro, what's going on?
It be in a spirit.
It do.
I feel like he got me on his strongest soldier list because this is too much. Like, what is going on? But yeah.
Absolutely.
Let me ask you this question. So what would you say to someone who doesn't pray because they feel they aren't holy enough?
Oh, man. That's a great question. I tell you, you feel that way because you feel disconnected from God. And when you not have a constant conversation with God, you start to feel this disconnect where you're not worthy and you feel like God doesn't actually hear your prayer. But in actuality, God wants you to pray and he's looking for the person that has not talked to him in a long time. He's longing to hear that voice. We see time and time again in scripture where God is looking for these people and he allowed a circumstance to happen where people are crying out to God and he heard them.
Mm-hmm.
He heard their cry. So even in the midst of your mistakes, you could have avoided the mistake if you would talk to God in the moment of your temptation. And that's where I'll be coming short a lot of times and probably many others. If you in that temptation, Jex, if you came and gave it to God, he would have got you out. Because the scripture mm-hmm. says he always creates a way for you out. But say if you went down the path of your own choice.
Yeah.
And that came about and you feel like, oh, Lord, I committed this sin. I did something so unforgivable. It's like, at that moment, where you let go of your pride and come to him.
Yeah, pride is a thing.
Because then he will meet you in that rest. I was just talking to a brother.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring, Indeed, is all you need.
And he went through something, you know, traumatic.
Mm-hmm.
And he just felt like, I can't come around church people no more. Who could I even come around? I can't be around these people. What I've done, I can't do it. And when he was talking to me, I was like, crazy, bro, because now that you can confess and share that, the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
And nobody else but me. And ironically, that you sharing that, you telling me you coming to a person, like, because since I lead the young adult prayer team, right,
mm-hmm.
people feel like, oh, I can come and ask Dylan for something, or Dylan, can you pray for me, or hey, can you be there on my behalf? Can you intercede for me, right? Can you pray for me? And what they fail to realize, the thing they share with me, I probably did worse.
Mm.
But you got so much faith that my prayers for you will reach his ears.
Mm-hmm.
But what you's not seeing is God actually wants to hear from you, not me. But your faith is increased because you like, I believe that you are blessed and God, I can just go to Jesus, but I'm going to my brother to pray with me or for me. But if they knew the confession of your tongue, it would almost shock them, like, dang,
mm-hmm.
you did worse than me, but I believe God hear you, so why wouldn't he hear me? You know what
exactly.
I'm saying? Like, so I would tell the person who feel like man, God don't hear me, but he hears so-and-so. So-and-so may have overcame such a thing where you might not even shake their hand. Hug them if you knew what the thing that they had did or done. And if God hears them, definitely hears. If God hears Paul, when he was Saul, he literally murdered Christians, men, yes, women, kids, burn them, hang them, cut them, was justified. In Acts chapter 7, it said after they, at the end, when they stoned Stephen because of his speech, his testimony, they said they laid their garments out. Imagine taking your clothes off because the man who signed off on this person getting killed is about to walk, and you throwing it down like this, the reigning coming to Jesus, and just for him to walk. If God hears that guy's prayer, mm-hmm, why wouldn't he hear you? So I would tell anybody, try God. Try him again. Because we don't have, as scriptures say, a high priest that does not understand our affliction. Because Jesus was tempted with every sin. Mm-hmm. Doesn't say that those sins overcame him. And scripture mainly highlights them couple ones where he's taken to the mountaintop, he was offered this, offered that.
Yeah.
But it said every temptation. So the thing you're struggling with, whether it be pornography, you might have a drug addiction, you might have an abusive nature, you might have bipolar or schizophrenia, you may have a chemical imbalance, you may have been molested, you may have been attacked, like something. Christ has been tempted with everything. So he understands your human nature of the pressure coming on you, because he literally was praying in the Garden of Gethsemane till he was bleeding. Mm-hmm. To the point he was bleeding. So could you imagine how much fear came over him? And remember, fear ain't from the Lord. But Jesus having such a humanistic experience, mm-hmm, as a holy being in a human body, that God heard his cry, he heard his prayer. He was literally like, God, take the cup from me. Take it away from me. I'm bleeding. I'm mad at the disciples for falling asleep. I'm praying all night. These folks knocked out. They gone. You know what I'm saying? I almost said Negroes. These guys knocked out. They gone. And I'm pissed. Like, so God hears you. Mm-hmm. Even if you feel like, man, I done made this. I mean, that's when you come to him. You come to him when you good, when you up. Like, you know, I'm feeling good, man. Thank God I'm on a yacht. I'm at Black Yacht Week in Chicago, summertime.
Okay.
You know, having a good time. Right? But then when you down bad, you know, you everything down the gutter, don't have pride. We're like, mm-hmm, man, God, you can't, you know, or God, I commit this sin. I done slept with this person. I did this drug. You know, man, I'm not worthy. Like, no, you wasn't worthy when you was good. That's the thing. You wasn't following the commandments that he had already in place, because Jesus never abolished the commandments or the prophets. He said, I came to fulfill. In Matthew 10, he said, I came to fulfill the law and the prophets. He said, I did not come to abolish. I came to fulfill. And so through that prayer, we pray and believe that not only since Jesus, he was hung and he died on that cross, we believe that Dylan, died and hung on that cross. And then since Jesus rose, I believe that I rose. So every believer, like it's written in Colossians and Galatians, we believe that we rose again with Christ. So through that faith, so God don't see Dylan. He see the blood of his son on Dylan, because mm-hmm, he can't look upon sin.
Yeah.
So whether I was good and my business doing great, I'm doing this, I got that, I'm still my good deeds are like dirty rags, Isaiah said. I still wasn't enough. Mm-hmm. But through Jesus, I am enough. So Jesus hears your prayers. Mm-hmm. The blood on you, especially at least if you accept the salvation. And mind you, we're like, well, I ain't accept salvation, so you don't hear me. No. Because he lead the 99 for the one, and you the one. Mm-hmm. You the one that don't have a relationship with him. So he actually listening to you more than he knows, because we know better. We know better. So we know what to do. Mm-hmm. We know how to get back in alignment. The guy who don't know, the guy who furthest away, God want to hear you more, because he know that you are feeling like, I'm far away, I'm not worthy enough, I'm et cetera. So what I would tell you to do is try God.
Yeah, that's good. And I love that you said that, because it is initially about the relationship, because that's what God cares about. He just wants a relationship with you. So like that conversation, just spending time with him. And when you feel like, oh, I can't do that, or like you said, like whatever sin or temptation that you're going through, you feel like you can't, usually that's a trick of the enemy. That's condemnation. That is condemnation. He wants you to feel bad. He wants you to feel like you can't go to God. It's like he's trying to hinder that relationship that God really wants you to have with him. So that's good. Mm-hmm. I really like that you said that.
Absolutely. Yes. Absolutely.
Yes. Okay. So what would you say to this? How can a church do better in helping people feel safe and authentic in prayer?
That's a great question. Whoa-wee.
It's the whoa-wee.
I might as well now.
Whoa-wee.
I would say, when I say the church, I'm going to, no. Y'all don't go. I know you're curious with me. I'm going to say, the church.
The church as in God's people.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's a specific church.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No. I'm not these people. These people ain't going to stone me. It's you. Yeah, I'm talking to you. Ha ha. Yes, sir. My mama, did she do this?
Your mama did that?
Yeah, she be doing this.
All week.
Yeah, you, the body of Christ.
Yes.
What we could be doing better, right?
Yes, exactly.
And not just the pastors, right? Obviously, pastors could do better, but we got to stop blaming them for everything and stop letting them be your Jesus, and you need to get to know Jesus.
That part. Okay?
They can only do so much. So I would tell that it needs to start touching on the topics that are kind of taboo. You need to start talking about that more. Like I was just talking to somebody yesterday. They were talking about the ancestors, divination, and stuff like that. And they're really spiritual. Right? Mm-hmm. Okay. I think the church could do better talking about spirituality things, right?
Yeah.
And why certain practices are not like. For instance, I didn't know that Saul went and talked to a median, right, to get the median to raise Samuel up from the dead. Didn't know. I was like,
you looking for answers, child? He said, God, an answer. I'm going to go get
my. Say that. And so I finally got to that place in 1st, 2nd Kings 1 and 2.
It's in Samuel.
Oh, yeah, it is. Took me a minute to get there because, you know, I'm reading. I'm like, man, like, when we going to get to the part I'm looking for? I'm just like, Lord, come on now. It's getting kind of dry. But I finally get there and it made sense. I'm glad I read up to that point because it was so much more powerful. Mm-hmm. And for those of y'all don't know, like, real short, it's like Saul was the first king of Israel. He was the tallest, most handsome man, came from a great family. Like, he was the epitome of what man thinks is a man. Mm-hmm. Like, what the world thinks the most ideal man is, right, was Saul. And he was not a very imperfect person. It was actually horrible. And so before that, we had what was called prophets and judges and these leaders, like these spiritual leaders, pretty much, right? Yo, for all my spiritual folks, they're your spiritual leader, your chief, right? Your shaman without a shaman, right? Right? Your guy, your wise man. So and the last one was Samuel. And so Samuel was rejected by the people. And Samuel was like, well, God, why did they reject me? And God told him, like, they don't reject you, they reject me. And so they put Saul in place. And so once Saul became king, he was doing all these things and he forfeited his kingdom. So forever. Because think about it, everybody knows King David. Mm-hmm. Right? Everybody knows King Solomon. But you don't think about King Saul because King Saul's name was obliterated or out, right? He ain't nothing but the lesson I'm telling you now. And so with that, Saul was losing his kingdom and he needed help. He was so desperate that he went to the spirituality folks and he said, hey, I'm going to go to whoever's good with orishas and good with magi.
Because they actually got rid of all the medium.
Yeah.
At that point in time.
Yeah.
So.
Exactly. So the empire or the kingdom got rid of all of them, kicked them out. King Saul kicked them out, right? Which they should have. Got rid of divination because it's the practice of you thinking you're your own God and you're trying to invoke the power of God without allowing the Holy Spirit to work through you. You're trying to be God. You're going back to the same Adam and Eve issue where with Satan tricked them trying to have the power of God. And so Saul, when he went to this median, he was like, hey, can you raise up Samuel? Because I need an answer. And she like, well, you know, that's illegal.
Yeah, she was like, you trying to get me killed?
Yeah, it's all over there like,
because he doesn't care himself.
It's cool. I know the guy. It's fine. And then
he was like,
you know, and then she's like, it's crazy. She does, you know, she's doing the magic, doing all her magic stuff, spells.
I cannot.
You know, crystal baby birds, you know, she's doing it all, you know, in the hood.
She didn't do voodoo.
You don't know.
Mediumship, they just can hear, okay? Yeah, they can hear the spirits of the dead and bring them up.
You know, but you know, that Israelite version of it is kind of wild, you know, what stuff they was doing. They was throwing them crossing bones. But anyway, so she raised up Samuel, and Samuel come back. And I was like, bro, ain't no way. So he comes back, and he basically tells
Samuel had an attitude. Let's not forget
that. Oh, absolutely. He says, you're an idiot. Basically,
he said, why you bring me back?
Are you dumb? Are you dumb, or are you stupid? You done? Look, are we finished, or are we done? You know what I'm saying?
Like, I was peaceful. Why don't you bring me back?
Why? Like, you're so cooked.
Oh, so, that's so funny.
Cooked itself. So,
he did.
And so, and then the story, you know, it plays out as it did. But if a person is like, how come I can't practice alchemy? Mm-hmm. How come I can't practice witchcraft? How come I can't practice voodoo, sanatory, right? How come I can't, you know, follow Osiris and Amun Ra? How come I can't have a third conscious eye? How come I can't be illuminated in my mind? How come I can't talk about chakras and energies?
Why can't I go based off my zodiac?
Oh, yeah. Or my, yeah, exactly. Like, the astrology says this, right? The stars' constellations point this way. My moon rises this way. My sun goes this way. Mm-hmm. Like, I was born at this time. It's like, yeah, all these things can have a meaning. Gematria can have a meaning. Numerology can have a meaning, right? It's literally called, the book called Numbers. Like, literally, like, God has already beat you to that. But I think when church doesn't talk about it, then that's when people go off into these places where they feel like they're getting a higher conscious of knowledge. And so then it impacts their prayer life. Because they're like, well, I have a stronger prayer life because I know these things. And as a person like myself, who's a sociologist, who's big on humanitarians, who's big on those aforementioned topics, I come to realize that all these practices are pretty much like fallen angel practices where they teach you how to work the things to get the results that you're not waiting for God for. It's like, well, if God didn't want that, blah, 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 and the third, it's like, no, man chooses their own path and they try to be God. They try to work things to give, like just like when he sent Moses. You get bored one day, go really look up what Moses was doing with Pharaoh, though. And when he threw the stick and turned to snakes, I didn't realize, like, Pharaoh's people did the same thing.
Yeah.
You know, so...
They was doing a battle
They sound band for band. Like, the bottle service. Like, what you trying to do, right? Because I can do this, too, because they thought that they were their own God. But if you're not explaining this to people, that, hey, why this happened, what was the background behind it? What types of people did this? What types of people in this modern era were doing this? Why these things aren't a thing? Then you miss the opportunity to really show what Jesus fulfilled. He was fulfilling so many things we didn't have to do. Who wants to go out and do what Job did and kill bulls and just because their kids sinned or sacrifice?
I would have been struck dead back in biblical times.
Gone.
I'm
going
to kill what?
Gone.
What dove?
Cooked. So it's like, so... So I think churches gotta get better at really just talking about it. Because every time I talk to somebody about it, they be like, bro, thank you. Because every time I go to somebody, they don't want to talk about it.
Yeah.
So we go like back and forth about it in a loving way. But they just hadn't had somebody to talk about it. Like, they on TikTok, they on YouTube, they on the dark web. So they feel like this is the only place I'm getting this knowledge, when it's like the church just need to bring it up.
Yeah.
And talk about it more.
And I agree with that. I feel like not just, but...
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring, Indeed, is all you need.
Divination is really good, and I'm glad that our church has actually gone deeper into that.
Oh, absolutely.
They've been doing really good with that. But also, I feel like other topics like homosexuality should be spoken about. I feel like people be so scared to talk about it. Like, there are so many topics, and I'm just like, these are the things that need to be talked about in church. These are the things that people are struggling with. And keeping that authenticity in prayer, like if you want people to have a genuine relationship with God, they need to know the why. And they need to fully understand, like, okay, why can't I do this? Like, no matter what it is, why not? That's all they really want. Like, why not? And they need biblical, they need the scripture, they need all of that to back it up. They need to know the why. But if they don't have the why and then they're getting their own understanding from someone else or something else that makes sense to them, then no wonder people aren't praying or they aren't leaning on God or trusting God, because they don't understand. They don't have the proper teaching.
True. And to be fair, right, people got to do their own research.
That's scary too, you don't think?
Literally, TikTok University be the only research. What I mean by that research, thank you for saying it, because it's going to be somebody.
TikTok,
I'm
YouTube
on here
University?
Right now. I'm going to send you the video. Don't send me no video. Send me a scripture. Right. I need you
that part.
You know, read your Bible. Like, yeah. Let's just keep it real fundamental, right? And I tell this to people. I know our friends, it's like, oh, they went to, you know, they attorneys now, or, you know. I know a lot of cool women who are doctors and, you know, pilots and all this cool stuff. It's like, okay, you spent 7-8 years in school reading all them books, right? You play video games?
I used to.
Okay, so some of y'all probably play video games. You ever notice, or like screen time for some of y'all, it tells you how much hours you're spending on something, right?
Oh, yeah.
So imagine how many hours you spent learning that academic practice, right? Because it's 1,440 minutes in a day. So imagine you spending all these years and all these days learning this particular topic. I wonder if we put up your Bible time, what would be the equivalent of that, right? Say for school, you didn't probably spent, right? To be an X-ray, say you got to spend 10,000 hours, right?
Mm-hmm.
You probably have spent 7,000 to 10,000 hours based on college alone on the topic. How much of the Bible hours have you spent? Some people probably ain't even hit 24 hours.
I'm going to look at my Bible app and see how much time I spend.
It might scare you. It might be like 4 hours and 72 minutes.
Well, I can't add the paper book time.
Because I bet you people paper book time really going to look scarce. It's going to lay. I know at church an hour is 45 minutes,
No, for real. I got my paper books. But I honestly, like, especially Old Testament, New Testament, I can read. But Old Testament, I need it read to me, especially with all them names and stuff. So I just don't know how the paper time goes.
But look, with Taylor, with the audiobook. But I'm saying people got to get into it.
I need the audiobook.
Yeah, like, it's so many good ones. Like, I even found someone's with, like, I heard Samuel Jackson voice on it. Some other folks.
I don't want his voice.
Well, I mean, because I have to say, you know, you got the James Earl Jones vibe. He's just rich.
Oh, okay, he ain't cussing, right?
No. I just don't want that. And the Lord said to me.
They be so dramatic.
Yeah, I can't do that. I need like, and the Lord said, you know, I'm like, okay, yeah, I feel that. I just got a little more soul.
I think I was
to
listening to one. I don't know if it was like a King James version, but the voice was given like Mufasa.
Yeah.
And it was like, and I think at one part it got like real, I heard like music and it was like thunder and rain. And the audio, I'm like, I don't need all that. I'm like, oh.
They trying to paint the picture.
But I ain't want it. I'm like, this is too much.
But you know, like, as long as people research it, people just need to make sure they're taking the time researching and searching, because then you can go to your community. Mm-hmm. You can read your Bible and go to your community. Hey, y'all community, this is what I've been reading, right? Because then it goes, you need to have prayer life. Mm-hmm. You need to read scripture, because scripture helps then amplify, right, what you've been praying about, because you got to pray the scriptures, right?
Mm-hmm.
Then you need community. The third thing, okay, it's like, all right, now I got community, I'm talking to them, right? Then that fourth piece, serve. So now I'm serving. And so now I'm watching the application of things I've been trying to talk about, right? I'm understanding this a lot better because I'm walking in it now. And then fifthly, I got a confusion. Now I'm fasting. And now it's become a lot more clear. You do them five things, you have a close relationship with God. And I call that the five-finger fellowship of Jesus Christ.
That's good.
You know?
I don't know if you know Pastor Michael Todd. I love him. A lot of people don't like him. Don't say nothing to me about him. Because he actually helped me get on my journey to Christ. Been rocking with PT, Pastor Todd, since 2018. But anyways, point is, don't say nothing about him. But,
said Nathan.
Nothing. I don't want to hear it because I'm going to defend him.
Yeah.
But, no. So he did do a sermon series. He was talking about the starting five, and it was very similar to that. But I think instead of serving, his was giving.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Which is similar.
Oh, that's cool. That's cool.
So in the way he described it, like, People love to talk about his examples, but you got to watch the whole sermon to get it. They was playing basketball on stage. So people just like, why is this pastor doing? I'm just like, first of all, did y'all watch the sermon? Because he's talking about the starting five, which is basketball. But it was real good because he would like basically, there's something that the enemy had for each of the starting five that God has for you. Mm-hmm. So he's basically like, you put one in the game and the enemy got all these five, you can't do it alone. Like, mm-hmm. You can't just do it with prayer alone. You can't just read the Bible alone.
That's fact.
You can't, but he was like, when you have all five, he was like, you can take them out. So basically, that was what it was. So I like that you said that because it made me think about that sermon series he had on that. So I'm like, yeah, that's true. We need all five.
Yeah, you do. You need all five because it's like when you dapping up somebody, you know what I'm saying? You see somebody you like, right? Because remember, Jesus said, no longer do I call you servant, I call you friend. And you dap up your friends that you see, right? You hug your friend. When you hug, you got to extend your hand, right? And then when you shake somebody formally out of respect, you give them all five. And I feel like if we do them five things, we get closer to Christ. And I think that helps. Then when we're like, hey, I'm trying to understand about these unknown topics, these things I don't understand, I'm praying about these things. If you apply some of those five things, I think it helps bring a clarity to when you grabbing your Bible and you're trying to live that life.
Yeah.
I think it just helps.
It does. It does. It brings it all together. So y'all don't forget y'all five. Okay, say the five again.
So the one is you gotta have a prayer life. Prayer life. God, do I go left? Do I go right? God, where my keys at? Like, Lord, do I eat this food? Do I not? Prayer life. God, what do I say to these people on this podcast? Prayer life. Two, you got to read the scripture. You got to know what Jesus did and God did before, what he's doing now, and what he's going to do in the future, right? And so that way, when you read the scripture, you can pray the scripture because, God, I want you to do it for me again. Do it like you did for Elijah. Do it like you did for Hannah. Do it like you did for David. Do it again, Father, right? Third thing, you're like, well, hey, I got these dreams. I got the prayer life. I'm reading the scripture. What this means? Shauna, help me, right?
help.
So I'm going to community.
Yes.
Community explains like, hey, I'm good at interpreting dreams. Oh, this is what this means. Mm-hmm. Oh, okay, hey, you know, I've been through that situation. Let me share my testimony. Then it's like, okay, community is helping you have a better understanding. Mm-hmm. Then you're like, okay, cool. But man, like, all right, I've applied this thing. Well, guess what? You can't just do it for you. You got to do it for somebody else. So you got to go what? Serve. Because serving, yeah, you feel like it, you realize your relationship with God is not transactional.
It's not.
Okay? So you're going to be in situations where you feel like, I'm not getting a lot, but why serving is so important? It's, ooh, ha-ha, it's good. Hey, look. Lean in. Look, ladies, lean in. If he can't serve God unconditionally, the man where his time is so important, if he can't serve God unconditionally, the body of Christ, he can never serve you unconditionally. Now, fellas, I ain't leaving us thinking.
No, just kidding.
Yes, sir. If she can't serve God unconditionally, can't serve the body of Christ unconditionally, she can never serve you unconditionally. And so we both, as men and women, we want that. So you serve God's body because when you serve, you know, you like, man, we here all day. I ain't getting paid for this. These folks ain't on time. They bad at communication. It's always this, it's always that. Now I live over here. Then when we drive over there, right? But you're doing it for the Most High, so you serve it, okay? And then you're like, well, Dylan, I've been doing all that, and I still can't get a breakthrough. But remember, as Matthew chapter 17, verse 21 says, when Jesus was telling the disciples why they couldn't get the demon out the boy, it was like, why are we losing? And Jesus said, well, some of these things, when talking about casting out demons, he said, but can be applied to anything. He said, some of these things cannot be taken away unless you pray and fast.
Yep. And you know that that scripture is not in a lot of the newer Bible.
It's not.
But it's in the King James Version.
It's in the ESV too.
Yeah. I didn't see an ESV. I'm looking at it.
Yeah. Because when in the ESV, it's got a footnote, and on my digital Bible, it's got like a big fat one next to it. So you click on it, and it always tells you like, hey, this was redacted, or hey, in the Greek it's this, or in the Hebrew it says this, or they have places where it also says this, it's the scripture about when it talks about the kingdom of heaven is when he's talking about it's taken violently, like they're coming violently against the kingdom of heaven. But then it also in the ESV also explains how it said it in a different way, but it's the same meaning.
Yeah.
Because me and this person was going back and forth about it. But, and it was like, well, this verse says that. That's why I like the King James.
I think it's important to read multiple versions.
Oh, absolutely.
And I love me a good study Bible.
Oh, absolutely.
Break it down.
Absolutely.
Because what are we talking about?
And they actually say the same thing. Like, yeah. Because I feel like when you confuse them about something, it only takes, like, read maybe two or three, maybe two different versions.
Yeah.
You'll realize, like, oh, it do say that.
Exactly.
Like I was kind of thinking that already, but you probably want your point to be right. And then you read it, and you're like, oh, yeah,
that was right.
I get it. And so I would encourage people, right, to apply them things.
Yeah.
And it brings more clarity. And I think if you take the time to research and pray on these things, and then also, the leaders of the body of Christ need to get better at breaking down some of them tougher topics.
Yeah, I agree. And I do want to touch on fasting just real quick. This ain't a fast episode, but I may need to do one.
Okay.
But like, fasting looks different for everybody. So definitely just ask Holy Spirit what you need to do for your fast. So I think a lot of people hear other people and how they fast, and they hear their result.
Oh, yes.
And they think that, oh, they fasted like that, so I'm going to get those results.
Or they treat it like a diet.
Yeah,
treat it like a diet.
And sometimes fasts aren't food. I'm currently on a fast. I'm eating, but I'm not watching TV.
Absolutely.
And when I tell you it is Love Island, you know what? You know. Listen, they done got me. They got me too. They got me. The show got me. And God was like, turn it off.
Turn it off.
I said, okay, yes, sir.
You know, you gotta find. Sometimes I've been there. I had to fast with technology a certain kind of way.
I'm
a huge gamer, and it's like, man, stuff be distracting sometimes.
Yes,
you know?
And that's what it was. I was being so distracted, so consumed by TV. But then I'm sitting here complaining about how I can't get nothing done.
You know, and then
side eye. Like, of course you can't get that done. Turn that TV out.
Literally.
Turn the TV
off. Turn the TV off.
You're right. Yeah, so I had to turn the TV off.
Yeah.
So it's just like, it's whatever you need to do and what Holy Spirit has on your spirit to do. So
True. And I would encourage you too, though, like, if you've never fasted before, right, try a food fast. And that's why I say this, because you definitely don't need to be copying what everybody else is doing. Absolutely, because you're just copying them. But the thing you'll start to notice is how much what you consume controls you, right?
That's true.
Because you have too much sugar, your blood pressure high, your focus is weird, you get hazy, right? Coffee gets you a certain type of caffeine addiction, right?
Mm-hmm.
Too much, you know, fruits and vegetables do a certain thing to you, right? Ashwagandha powder can make you feel some kind of way. Maca root may get you like excited or whatever, right? So you start to notice there's chemical imbalances, or there's chemical balances. There's a difference between alkaline water, etc. So then there's a scientific proof food does something to you. So when you deny yourself a certain type of thing, then you'll start to notice, why am I getting irritated?
Mm-hmm.
When you say, oh, I'm hungry. Well, then why is food, you being hungry, causing you to be mean to people? Right. Like, why is
angry?
You know, like, why is it? Because it's something spiritual. It's something
That's
deeper
so
than that.
Funny.
Because your body, it's not like your body is dying. You know,
like, you mad at me because you hungry?
Yeah. You know, like, but like, you know, people be acting like they literally about to die. And then people like, well, and I'm not talking, oh my gosh, the person who just got on here and they said, well, I got my blood sugar beat. As soon as you said that, you got pride. Okay. That you got you got something spiritually else going on, because I'm talking to the people who, like, you know what? I'm just, the reality is, when you try to deny your flesh becomes so weak, where spiritually you have to pray, God, calm me. God, keep me focused. God, keep me going. God, give me strength. Now you're praying. Now it forces a prayer life out of you, because you can't do it alone, because your alone solution, you know what it is? Let me just eat. That's the only solution you got.
That used to be me. That's why my back got beat. That's why my back got beat, because I was just eating because I was bored.
Look,
I ain't had nothing else to do. I'm gonna go get something sweet.
But if you give it to if you give it to God and try Him, watch it bring clarity. Because then when you finally get that, you can finally eat again. You like, that was true.
That's true. Because my first introduction to fasting was the Daniel fast.
Ooh.
Like, even when I was younger,
out the gate.
Yeah, that's what my church would do.
Two-day. Oh yeah.
No, like, I never
24-hour fast.
No.
7-hour fast.
I would see my mom do the Daniel fast with our church, my childhood church. And I would I'd do little stuff with her, but I wasn't really in. I was young, so I didn't get it. But like, she would be dedicated, and she would make, like, you know, she would get real creative, like with her whole wheat spaghetti and soy. And so I'm just, okay, and I'll taste it. I thought, this is good. I'm like, maybe I can do this fast. But the first time I actually did it full out by myself was probably actually earlier this year. Because every other time I never completed. Like I would start it and it'd be like, I need a burger. Or something. Like it was so bad. But this was the first year I did it all the way through. And I was okay. I was like, but it took several.
It took a minute.
It took me some years.
That's how I said I became vegan.
Yeah. I just had a turkey burger before you got.
Now, mind you, my friend is somebody gonna see the other day. I just seen him eat barbecue. He a lie. He a whole lie. Now, mind you, I'm a vegan light. Okay.
Vegan light.
Me. You know, I like me a good barbecue. You know, I like good chicken. You know, Tex got that brisket down pat. I ain't gonna stop.
I love brisket.
I love lamb too. I love the lamb of Christ and the lamb he left behind. You know, but I'm a vegan where it's like I don't even eat it almost occasionally. It's not very often at all.
So you're mostly clean. Yeah.
I detox a lot. But you not to notice stuff, you know?
Yeah.
And when you doing that fast, and I'm going to teach y'all some fast etiquette. Like you said, this ain't a fast podcast.
It's okay.
But with fast etiquette, I can't stand this. As people forget this vision, man, they be all coming around you, huffing and puffing. Oh, yeah. All. Man, what's wrong, man? Hey, you know, I've been fasting for 8 hours.
It's like,
that's between you and God. Like the words say, you got your reward right there. Oh, man, bro, I'm praying for you. That's your reward right there. Like, dude, clean your face up, as the Bible say. Get yourself together. Like, that's between you and God. That, go back to your point, right? Don't be telling everybody. Like, don't be right there. You telling the wrong things. That's between you and the Most High in that moment. And let it be that way, because then you get that I don't want to say honor and glory. That's why I was kind of stuttering right there. I was like, that. Like, you receive the type of answer that you've been praying for and seeking when you keep it intimate with you and God.
Yep.
It's a little etiquette. Good. Just, you know, because I've been seeing that happen a lot.
Listen, that was me when I first started fast. I was like, I don't feel good. I just want some chicken nuggets. Chick-fil-A.
Chick-fil-A. It is Sunday.
So cook. Bad. And everybody just thought, oh, babe, why are you fasting then? Like, go eat. I'm like, because Jesus. Just shut up. Just be quiet. Don't say that.
So, like, take her mic.
Don't be like, shut up.
Take her mic.
Oh, that's so funny. I'm a mess. Well, thank you so much. I feel like that was good.
Yeah.
I feel like that was good.
Yeah. Look, yeah.
But okay. All right, y'all. So let's get into this root of reflection prompt that I have for y'all. A root of reflection is like a journal prompt. You can journal it. You can just sit with it and think about it, or you can drop it in the comments. Okay. So what I want y'all to write or think about or drop in the comments, it says a raw, unfiltered prayer in your journal or in your thoughts, not to impress, not to perform, just to connect. Let it be messy, honest, and fully yours. Mm. Y'all remember how I said I'd be writing in my journal? Do that. Okay, and then a scripture I have for y'all. It comes from Romans 8:26. Likewise, the Spirit helps us in our weakness, for we do not know what to pray for as we ought, but the Spirit himself intercedes for us with groanings too deep for words.
Amen.
Yeah.
Can I leave some?
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
I want to leave y'all with something. I want to leave y'all with, because a lot of times people ask me, like, how do I pray, right? Like, I don't know how to pray. And that always burdens my heart. And so I would tell y'all, just simply do this. Come to God with an honest heart, meaning just be very transparent. Reverence God. When you pray, right, hey, Father, or Father God, Abba, Dad, whatever, God Almighty, Lord, I thank you. I love you. I honor you. I know you're the Alpha and the Omega, the creator of all. Just reverence him, whatever which way you want to. You don't have to repeat my exact word. Father, I know I've made mistakes. And Lord, I just thank you, Lord, for allowing me the opportunity to talk to you because you hear me, right? Just humble yourself, because it creates a sense of vulnerability. It's hard to do that sometimes with our parents. Our parents may have abused that with you. And so, but this is your dad who loves you. So come to him. Just be real. Hold yourself accountable. Right? Whatever it is, it may not even, you didn't think you did anything. Just like as you would your grandparents, like just respect and say, and then petition your request. And then whatever that is, end it with, let your will be done, Father, and I thank you. And just thank him. And just simple as that. It ain't got to be long. You ain't got to, you can close your eyes, you can stand up, you can sit down, whatever you want. But he hears your prayer. And for any of my friends or people that's grew up in backgrounds where, you know, you feel like, hey, my mother or my dad used to practice voodoo or, you know, back in my village or my town, they practiced these things and they prayed over my life. There's no power over you. I'm here to stand here to tell you it has no authority. It has no power. It to be real, yeah, it can have some realistic elements. Yeah, demons and spirits are out there, but those demons and spirits shudder at the name of Christ. They may not know you, but they know the blood that's on you. And they know that you're kept, especially those who have accepted the Holy Spirit. So when you pray, pray with authority. Pray knowing, right? We don't pray out of fear. There's no demon that could try to take over you or overcome you because, well, you're like, well, man, I need deliverance from this thing. I don't know how I can pray for it. Go seek prayer. If you're hurting, go to your community and receive it. And because as a person that can testify in the many countries I've been to and walked in, they'd be like, man, don't touch this. That's been cursed by this or that. That has no power. Nothing. You could touch. You can walk with anything. We always say, well, I'm free to do whatever I want to do. God has given me the authority to eat what I want. God has given you the authority to walk where you can walk. You can be anywhere. You can touch anything because there's not a demon or spirit that can overcome you. Through the power of prayer, you have complete authority in Jesus' name. But you have to come with a humble heart. You have to come with an open mind. You have to come with a reverence for God. You have to submit yourself to the Most High. And God will protect you with that authority, even in your mistakes. He gives it to you. But don't come to God with an arrogant heart, prideful, feeling like you can buy God's power, that is transactional, that he owes you. When you come to that place, then you lose. But the lower you submit yourself, the higher God raises you up because you're giving him respect and honor. So give the Most High the same respect and honor and watch your prayers be powerful. People, I can't tell how many times I had somebody from a village try to cut my hair and try to put it on an altar or try to say this, or I done had people walk by and try to pray something on me. Them things ain't got, when I tell you absolutely, and I almost arrogantly love it. I have such an ignorance and arrogance when it comes to prayer, and I try to tell people this. So if you ever come around us in the young adult prayer team, at YA, we're going to teach you that God hears your prayers. It's cool I can intercede for you, but he wants to hear you. So family, I pray that you allow God to hear your voice, whether it be loud and absurd and just doing the most like me, or it be just nice, delicate, and quiet. He hear you.
That's good. Thank you for sharing that. That's dope. And thank you so much for coming on. I feel like this is definitely going to bless somebody. I know it's going to help somebody with their prayer life and how to pray and what to pray and not being so intimidated by it. I know it helped me. I'm going to do better.
You're doing great. And I can tell. Y'all don't know how blessed this woman is. I said, aww. What do you not do? Like, so God is hearing your prayers. Ooh, so
well, thank you
for allowing me to even be here. This has blessed me today. And I definitely feel purposeful today.
Of course. Well, I'm glad I could be a part of that. See y'all. Listen. Okay. Well, all right, y'all. That is it for today. I will see y'all next week. Make sure y'all like this video. Y'all comment. Y'all subscribe. You hit the notification bell so you can get the next episodes. And you share it with somebody. You share it with somebody if this blessed you, okay? But until next week, stay rooted, stay real, and stay close to him. Bye, y'all.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, wake up. New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, ugh, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's,